proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. To be a witness to a historical moment is a rare opportunity. On May 14th of 1948, the nation of Israel was reborn. After nearly two millennia of dispersion, the Jewish people finally had a state of their own in their ancient homeland. Against all odds, Israel fought for its survival and has emerged as a global power. It has become known as the startup nation, becoming the envy of many. Advancements in medicine, high-tech, and military strategy have helped Israel stand out as an industry leader. However, most people think of Israel as a place or even a source of conflict. Decades of wars with Arab neighbors and tension with the Palestinians have repeatedly made news headlines. Peace has been elusive, to say the least. Many world leaders have tried to broker peace treaties and accords but have failed to resolve the crisis in the Middle East. The conflict between Jews and Arabs is not a recent phenomenon. We find the source of this conflict in the book of Genesis. God appeared to Abraham and promised him a great name, a great land, and a great family. In his old age, God blessed Abraham and Sarah with a son named Isaac. However, during the long years of waiting, Abraham married Hagar, the servant of Sarah, as a human attempt to produce an heir. The result of this was the birth of Ishmael. God promised that Ishmael would become a father of a great people as well, yet there would be conflict in the future. And today's conflict is an ancient family feud. The descendants of Ishmael became known as the Arab people, with most living in the Middle East today. The vast majority of Arabs are Muslim in their beliefs and customs. It is also important to note that much of the Arab world, especially socially and politically, is practiced according to tribal rule. For example, the country of Jordan is heavily influenced by tribal groups. At the head of these tribal groups are chieftains or sultans who are responsible for their people, and they hold immense power and influence in their countries. When it comes to their relationship with their Middle East neighbors, an ancient Bedouin proverb sums it up well. It says, "I am against my brother and I are against my cousin and I are against the stranger." This saying illustrates the desired balance between competing Arab states. Regarding their relationship with Israel, virtually all Arab countries have opposed any recognition of the Jewish state. In 1947, no Arab country voted to approve the United Nations resolution for the creation of the State of Israel. However, things began to change over time, as in 1979, when the Camp David Peace Accord was signed between Egypt and Israel. In 1993, the Oslo Accords were signed between Israel and the Palestinians, which gave the latter areas of self-rule in the West Bank in exchange for peace. The next year, in 1994, Israel signed a peace treaty with the country of Jordan that recognized each other's sovereignty and borders. There was much optimism with these events and steps were being taken to enact on the peace process. However, dark clouds soon hovered over the region when Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated in Tel Aviv by a right-wing student in 1995. Other setbacks, obstacles, and concessions came about over the years between the parties. However, no effective peace deal has yet been implemented. In recent days, though, this status quo has changed. Brokered by the United States, a peace agreement has come to fruition between unlikely parties. On September 15th of 2020, leaders from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain signed the Abraham Accords at the White House in Washington, D.C. This accord is thus named as each party is descended from the revered patriarch Abraham. Reflective of Ishmael and Isaac standing together at the grave of their father in Genesis 25, the leaders, the children of Abraham, stood side by side for the sake of peace. This highlights the first paragraph mentioned of the Abraham Accords declaration, which states, "We, the undersigned, recognize the importance of maintaining peace in the Middle East, based on respect for human dignity and freedom, including religious freedom." These agreements are not like the peace treaties between Israel and Egypt and Jordan. The difference between those treaties and the Abraham Accords is that the UAE and Bahrain are normalizing their relations with Israel. This will include establishing embassies, business and trade agreements, and this will also open the door for tourism and cooperation in regards to research and education. This appears to be a new day for the Middle East.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.